This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, episode 190. Couples that work out together, stay together, and so will we, by Chris Egan of FamilyOptimize.com. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. I'm your host, Joss Marie, and this is the show where I narrate to you from some of the best relationship blogs in the world. To put it in a nutshell, this is a one-stop podcast where we hand-select relationship content, and I have the honor of narrating it to you just like an audiobook or audio blog. For those of you who may not know, OLD Relationships is just one of five podcasts in our network. We also have Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, Optimal Business Daily, and Optimal Living Daily, which covers personal development. If any of them pique your interest and you'd like to hear more content being narrated to you for free, go ahead and check them out. Just search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. But for now, let's hear today's marriage post and start optimizing your life. Couples that work out together, stay together. And so will we, by Chris Egan of FamilyOptimize.com. Imagine waking up in the morning, not to the buzzing alarm clock, but to the sun peeking in through your bedroom curtains. You roll over, snuggle your lover, and you both jump out of bed, eager to change into your workout clothes and get your blood pumping. After grabbing a quick glass of water, you head right into your state-of-the-art home gym, complete with free weights, his and her ellipticals, treadmills, and stair climbers. You push, motivate, and encourage each other through your exercises. You're a team, a dynamic duo. You gently wipe the sweat from your partner's brow and complete your workout with a kiss. Next, it's a quick sweat in the sauna before heading back upstairs to cook a big nutritious breakfast. You sit, you eat together. It sounds quite magical, doesn't it? Sure, my wife and I could get up at 4 a.m. if we really wanted to play out this scenario before having to shower, take the baby to the sitter, and get to work. But we don't have that much freedom in our schedule, and our sleep is just too important, not to mention the stress that attempting such a routine would add to our mornings. We have an almost 2-year-old, and even though we clearly inform him ahead of time of our sleep schedule, he doesn't like to line his own sleep times up with ours. So, my wife and I made a plan. We will work out together 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for 30 minutes to an hour after work. We asked Grandma to babysit for us because she only lives a half mile away and was usually stopping over to see the baby anyway. That plan failed on week one. Actually, on day one. Grandma was busy on Monday, my wife worked late on Wednesday, and it was Friday before we finally had our first magical couples workout. Eventually, we decided, even though it was only for 30 to 60 minutes, we didn't want to plan any more time without the baby. We both work full time, so we already spend more time than we would like without him. So, the schedule evolved over several weeks until my wife and I weren't working out together at all. We were doing the same workout routine and tracking our progress together, but I would fit my workout in whenever I had a free hour in my schedule during the day, and she would do hers while I was putting the baby to sleep at night. This worked for a while, but it was obviously much harder for her. She was ending her day with a fairly intense workout. We were mostly doing Olympic barbell lifts. And last night, she finally told me she's just too tired to do her workouts at the end of the day. It wasn't working for her. In Gretchen Rubin's book, Better Than Before, she talks about how effectively building habits requires a different approach from person to person. For example, some people are night owls and can get tasks done later, after dinner, and other people are larks or morning people. Rubin suggests that people are more likely to succeed at sticking to a habit like exercising if they embrace these natural tendencies rather than fight them. As long as I've known her, my wife has not been able to finish a movie if we started after 8 p.m. She's out like a light before the previews are over. She jokes that she's borderline narcoleptic, and sometimes I wonder if she's right. So, it made sense when she told me that she wanted to radically change her workout schedule so she didn't have to work out at night right before bed, even though this moved it further from our ideal scenario of working out together as a couple. After all, the main goal is for us to be strong, fit, and healthy. This weekend, she will start the new schedule while I continue on the old one, which is working great for me. We are still getting some of the benefits of working out together because we track our progress together. We can even push and encourage each other even though we aren't side by side in the gym. Someday, our schedules will open up and we can have those magical morning workouts without waking up at an unreasonable time or feeling rushed. But our inability to recreate fairy tale perfection in any aspect of our life should never keep us from seeking the same benefits by assessing our situation and making adjustments when we meet inevitable resistance. We shouldn't abandon all hope when perfection seems impossible. We can always find a way to make things work, even if the final product ends up vastly different from what you set out to create. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You just listened to the post titled, Couples That Work Out Together Stay Together, and So Will We, by Chris Egan of FamilyOptimize.com. Thank you to Family Optimize for letting us share this post with you today. Also, if you're interested in personal development, finance, health, or entrepreneurship, you should check out the other shows in our podcast network. They include Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, and Optimal Business Daily. Simply search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and checking out our other shows. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and remember to come on back again on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.